105 Breakfast. Catch up.
Yes, and this is what your how your friends respond when you try and open up about your feelings and they don't actually care for it. And then you go, yes, and what's your problem like?
My whole life, you know. My whole life's a problem.
It's fact, fiction.
First one is false, second, two and three are both true.
No, guys, this is old wives' tale.
Second one I'm not too sure about.
Fact, fiction.
On 5 Breakfast.
All right. Elizondo, I hand the microphone to you.
All right, fact number one. Brisbane is the fourth cleanest city in the world. Fact number two. The highest voter turnout ever recorded was in Rwanda in 2017. And fact number three. Instagram was the second most downloaded app in 2023. Those are the three facts. We'll go Marley, Nick and Tabo.
Okay. Sure, why me first?
No.
Okay. I'm so embarrassed, but that's in Australia, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Brisbane is the
fourth cleanest city in the world, cleanest. And okay. Then the second one, the highest voter turnout ever recorded was in Rwanda in 2017. And the third one, Instagram was the second most downloaded app in 2023.
Okay, I can believe the Instagram thing. I think maybe, like, no, because there's TikTok as well, but there's also, like, okay, I'm going to say the first one is false. It just feels false. Oh.
All right.
I don't know.
Was it me next or was it Tabo?
Yes.
Okay. I know Australia is like quite hectic with their rules, I can imagine like Brisbane could be a very clean place. I think it's in Queensland, which is like the eastern side, eastern side. Highest voter turnout in Rwanda, that I can believe. I think voter importance within the African continent has been placed that importance has been placed on. I don't believe the Instagram one. I'll tell you why. I don't. 2023 feels like it's too late to be the second most downloaded app. Because it was launched in 2011.
Yeah, but...
Maybe. I mean, there's so many other apps. Uber's huge.
True.
You know, TikTok. X would technically be counted in there. I'm going to go with that. Instagram in 2023 was not the second most downloaded. Was the second most downloaded. That's what I'm saying is fiction.
Okay, Tolly, aren't you going to cue me in?
Oh, I've already given the order, so... Okay, Tabo, you're next.
Okay, thank you, Tolly. I'm going to say the first one's true. The second one, I'm trying to think. Rwanda, the highest voter turnout in the world ever in history.
Yep.
I'm trying to understand what would prompt that. Because, I mean, Paul Kagame is still president, right? And he's been president for years. I think almost 3 decades now. And then the third one. Yeah, the third one. I think that's the fiction because there are so many other apps. I agree with Nick. Because Instagram isn't that huge anymore. I mean, look, it's still a huge deal.
I think it's still huge.
No, I just mean when you compare it to like a TikTok... I can't think of somebody telling me this year that they're downloading Instagram. Why don't you have it already? So I'm going to say that one's the false. Yeah, I'm going to say that one's the false. The fiction, sorry.
All right. We lock in our answers?
Okay.
Let's go to the listeners. Let us know, fact, fiction. Ollie, do you want to give us them one more time?
All right, so fact number one, Brisbane is the fourth cleanest city in the world. Fact number two, the highest voter turnout ever recorded was in Rwanda in 2017. And Instagram was the second most downloaded app in 2023.
Be the most voter turnout in the world. They don't even have that much population. That doesn't make sense.
But no, guys, wouldn't it be relative?
How's it, guys?
Sorry, wouldn't it be relative to the population anyway, Ollie?
No, because it's just sheer numbers. It just has the highest voter turnout.
Oh.
I suppose you make a good point, though. Is that a percentage?
Yes.
Or is that total? Interesting. Okay.
How's it, guys? For Fact, Fact, Fiction, I don't believe that Rwanda could be the highest voter turnout. They only have a population of about 15 million people. And India's got almost 2 billion. China's over a billion. I'm pretty sure that their voter turnouts must be in the hundreds of millions. So I would say the second one is false.
All right. Goodness me.
Morning team. Oli, I don't think Rwanda can actually have the biggest voter turnout in the world. That has to be India. The most downloaded app in 2023 was the 5FM app.
Hey.
Oh. So I think the fiction should be Rwanda's biggest voter turnout in the world.
All right, only Zondo prayers out of our misery.
Okay, so I'm trying to think which one should I debunk first. Okay, let's start with Brisbane. So that one is correct. It is definitely the fourth cleanest. And in fact, the cleanest city in the world is in Denmark. Yeah. And Singapore City is the second cleanest in the world. So that one is true. In terms of the highest voter turnout ever recorded, it was definitely in Rwanda in 2017. And listen to this. The turnout was over 96%. Of the population that came through to vote. I mean, South Africa,
we could take notes.
Yeah, and it was, and as Thabo, you know, had mentioned, Paul Kagame won that that vote, and it was, yeah. So over 96%, and the actual number is 98.63%, which was about 6.6 million Rwandans that voted in that election. And then finally, in terms of the apps, I was so shocked by this, but Instagram was the most downloaded app in 2023. So not even the second highest that was downloaded.
I am shocked by that as well.
Exactly. So, and then second to that was TikTok. And yeah, so Instagram globally, 2023, 696 million downloads.
Weird.
They surpassed TikTok. Or it surpassed TikTok. It is so strange.
I find that so weird because Instagram's been around since what, 2012?
Exactly.
Yeah, and
exactly.
We actually said no, but we definitely think TikTok.
I literally said off air, there's no chance it'll be.
We were so certain about that.
But remember, Meta did that whole like rebranding, restructuring thing on their apps. Maybe it has something to do with that. I don't know.
True.
Could it?
That's true. It could do. Very nice. Very, very nice.
Wow.
I like it a lot. I like Victory as well. For wrong reasons, though, to be fair. My thinking was completely wrong. Yeah. So I'm not even going to take that. That was pretty useless on my side. All right. We're going to get into, in case you missed it, and delve into what exactly is happening in the world. I've got a story for you, and I'll get to it around about 20 to 7. But it has to do with this idea of fiscal washing, which I'm going to take you through the definition of that, particularly within South African government structures. All right, Tabo, should we do that thing where you read and the microphone goes on and stuff?
Well, considering our invoice for it, that's probably a very good idea.
Probably, I'm bringing it.
Catch up on some of the best moments from 5 Breakfast by going to 5FM's catch-up page on the 5FM app or 5FM.co.za.